On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Good day, friends.
You like that?
Welcome to Tall Can Sports on the Tall Can Audio Podcast Network. Rob over there.
Hey!
Yelling stuff.
Shit.
Matt over here.
Hey, Matt, how are you?
Yep, good, good. You can give us a follow on Twitter at Tall Can Audio, facebook.com/TallCanAudio for those of you still on that thing. The archives are at TallCanAudio.com. What's up, man? We are a week out from hockey season, a little more than that.
Just sort of trying to soak it all in, man.
Getting ready to bend over and take it for 82 games.
I understand the spooning position is probably the best way to go about that. It may give me the best control.
At 9 o'clock on a Tuesday morning.
Yep.
Sens playing some games in Europe this year.
Nope, thank God.
No.
So we're good to go.
I think that was the last Sens win streak of the year was two games in Sweden.
Well, they came back 8-3-5 from that trip.
Yeah. But we're not going to talk about them today or the Leafs. So goodbye, everybody, I guess.
No, come on. This is the real deal. We are now into the meat and potatoes of the season.
Yeah. Well, like you said, you're a week out. Most of the big cuts have been made. And it's time for us to do our usual shaming of poor predictions.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Shame.
A little slow on the draw there.
Shame.
Well, and it's loud, man.
Loud. It's all right.
Cut that shit back.
Nah, it's good.
Yeah, I think the Pacific, it was supposed to be very cut and dry last year. And
it was not. When expansion teams win your division.
Yeah.
Kind of throws everything into a...
Although we didn't have them in last, so...
No, I think... Did we not both have Arizona?
No.
Vancouver?
I think we both had Vancouver in last.
Yeah. A little research into last year might have been a good idea.
Yeah, really, you know what?
Cares.
Everybody out there knows already, and we've already worn the veil of shame heavily.
It's true.
By the end of... So for every good pick, there's always a shameful... You know,
Rob pick.
Buckshot. Yeah. Well, no, actually, I think you had some of the more shameful moments.
I can't believe that's what you would believe. Yeah. Why don't we get into this? We'll go right after. We got all four of these before the season starts. We'll go west to east, Pacific Central, Metro, Atlantic, kind of one at a time here. So before the season starts.
And as we record this, it's the same day as Seattle City Council has given the green light to $700 million in renos to the Keystone Arena?
The Key Arena.
Key Arena. Why would you spend $700 million renoing an arena when what would a new arena cost you? A billion? Seems a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, I wonder if it's one of those things where it's a reno in name only, like we're going to leave the outside walls, but
yeah, okay.
Literally everything inside gets blown.
Strip it down
to
the timbers and
yeah.
Anyways,
yeah.
So to me, that's one of the obviously final stages before Seattle enters this.
Who do you think's moving?
Arizona.
They're moving to the Central?
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
And to me, it's one of those Central time zone or Mountain time zone guys, right? Edmonton, Calgary, Arizona. And
well, you're not going to separate Edmonton.
Well, this is what I'm saying,
Calgary.
Right? So you know the two Alberta teams, you'll lose a bit of a rivalry there if you.
Right.
Whereas Arizona, nobody cares.
No, it's true.
Get out. Just
leave the state, leave the division altogether, move to Quebec or whatever.
Maybe leave the league.
Yeah, that'd be great.
No, don't
join the Mexican league.
Don't go to Quebec because then we're really out of whack again and you have one of those lame Western
conference
teams.
Push Detroit back into the metro.
Exactly.
Or central.
There you go, Detroit.
Get the fuck out of here because nobody cares about you right now either. Yeah.
Anyway, so this is the last couple of years you're going to see the Pacific in this format.
So I think it's usually we start by
the bottom.
At the bottom.
Yes.
And I have a feeling there will be fairly limited debate on this. I have the Canucks at the bottom.
I have the Vancouver Canucks at the bottom.
Yeah.
But before we get really into this,
okay.
You were saying you feel like there's going to be some contentious picks out here.
Yep.
Or provocative. Is that not what you said?
I did say provocative. I don't recall that they were necessarily in today's division.
Oh, okay.
Right. But over the course of the four, really what's happened is I'm working from memory as I've left my phone out in the other room where I have my notes on it. But
okay.
If I have to go get it, I will. If not, you know.
Well, see,
I know it was Vancouver
at the
bottom.
I've got notes on paper here in front of me, but the lighting sucks in here, and I'm just – so, yeah, we're both just going to – but if you hear this, you'll know good stuff is on the way.
I had an answer to that.
Yeah. Where is that?
Yeah, you know what? The Canucks, Bo Horvat still in the middle. They did some crazy shit at the deadline on free agency with Jay Beagle and Antoine Roussel and – whatever the fuck else that was supposed to be.
Yeah. That's bringing in a couple fourth line guys and giving them
more
money than they deserve.
For sure.
Four times four or whatever it is.
They're not sure yet whether Thatcher Demko is going to be, you know, ready to rock in that sense. The defense, I don't love. Elias Pettersson has been killing it in the preseason.
Yeah. And there's a lot of that going on. And I don't put any stock in preseason scoring
sure,
or results.
Sure.
And it's legit that you bring it up. I'm not.
Because the guy is trying to earn a job.
Right.
You think he's done that?
I think he's done it because really they need to start bringing guys in.
Yeah.
Now, and
Jonathan Dahlin also, a guy that when he was traded from Ottawa, maybe didn't have the, it was kind of, he's a prospect, but it's not. But since then, he's kind of built his rep a little bit, whether he makes it or not. But
well, they had high hopes for him. He was a second round pick of Ottawa.
High apple pie in the sky hopes.
Right, and this is it. But as a second round pick, you sort of go.
Could be. Maybe.
Yeah. Now, you know what? They're D, right, with Tanev, Delzato, Edler, I don't know, whoever else is out there. It's
just some guys.
It's not the worst looking D that you may find even in this division.
Right. I think the big thing for me, I don't love Bo Horvat as a number one,
but
Brock Besser appears to be a legit number one winger.
Yeah.
Pettersson probably is too, but maybe not this year. The thing is, they had the Sedins playing on what was essentially their third line, and that was a solid third line, right? Like, they're going to miss those guys, even in that role. That's a lot to pull out of your lineup at once.
Well, because you throw in Gagné and Eriksson, right, to sort of gives you a little bit more down. They're really, to me, I'm not sure about Nielsen and Markstrom and Ned either.
No, yeah.
Right? Like, there's nothing in here other than Besser that makes you go. And I like Bo Horvat, too. To me, he's an excellent piece moving forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not a big fan?
Not really.
Okay.
Number two center.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Sure, all right. And I think at certain points, number one centers aren't
They don't grow on trees, man.
No. Some teams have more than one, bitches.
Yeah.
But well, I wasn't talking about you.
Well, you should.
Okay. See, grubby bastard.
I don't know. To me, I don't need to spend a whole lot of time on the Canucks.
Nope.
Yeah.
And really, that was sort of, I think, probably, hopefully the last one we agree on.
At number 7 in the Pacific, I have the Los Angeles Kings.
I have the Edmonton Oilers.
Oh. Sweet talker. I'll go first. To me, Jonathan Quick, another year older, had a pretty good bounce back year last year. But that team itself continues to age. They didn't do anything to change that when it came to Kovalchuk, and him being their major addition. I think he's probably good for between 25 and 30 goals. Maybe if things go really well, a little bit more than that. But things are just slowing down. Jeff Carter had a ridiculously bad injury last year.
Missed 55 games.
Yeah. Anze Kopitar rebounded nicely, pulled Dustin Brown kicking and screaming along with him. They're just...
Yeah, 28 goals for Brown last year.
I don't see him getting close to that again this year.
But I also don't see Kopitar getting 92 points or whatever it was he ended up at.
I got him probably around 80.
Okay, I have them much higher in the division.
I'm getting that.
So I don't want... Now, you know what? I've seen some places in doing a little looking around. You know the name Adam Proto?
Yeah.
Right? Former writer for the Hockey News.
Yep.
Yeah, he had an interest. He has them winning.
Oh my God.
The Pacific, right? In terms of, they're stingy.
Yep.
They were low scoring. They were the second lowest scoring playoff team. Now people are saying you're going to get Carter for more than 27 games. You're bringing in Kovalchuk, right?
Division's getting faster and they're getting older and slower.
Right. I do like Muzzin, Martinez, and Doughty, right? That's a nice three. I think they can help with Dion if Dion's further down.
Yeah.
I like Quick still. And yeah, he's only 31, right? I don't think he's
a lot of miles, man.
Right. And shown to be a little injury prone.
Yep.
I don't have them winning this division, but I do have them higher up. I look at Edmonton and I say, I like the first line, at least with Nugent Hopkins and McDavid.
Yep. They're probably going to try Richie again there, I guess.
Or Ty Ratty.
Ty Ratty is the guy I'm thinking of. Sorry, not Richie.
Right. Which to me, Ty Ratty's 25.
Yep.
This is his third team. If you're hoping to get something out of him now, if he's your first line winger,
yeah,
you know, you are, that's a whole lot of hope.
Yeah. You know what? The only thing I would say to that, because I don't have Edmonton much higher than this.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, go out and look up Brandon Bocchanski.
Yeah. Okay.
Ty Ratty, Brandon Bocchanski.
The only argument I would make to that is we've talked before about guys like Sid being hard to play with. McDavid is hard to play with. Sid got by on guys like Kunitz and Pascal Dupuis just because they did things that he wanted them to do or he needed them to do. And maybe that's sort of what you're going to be looking at here with McDavid is he's going to be so much faster than anyone else on his team. He's going to make plays different than so.
Yeah,
he's just got to find a guy. And maybe Ty Ratty wouldn't be a number one winger anywhere else in the league. And I don't know yet that he is in Edmonton. He was for half a season.
I love the Dupuis comparison because to me that is, you know, that he's that guy who was nothing before but became something
that's
with.
That's McDavid's guy.
Yeah.
Right? Like it could be. We'll see.
You have Draisaitl in the second hole unless you're going to load all your little gems in one line.
He's made it pretty clear he'd rather play with McDavid. And
Guess what?
The Oilers made it pretty clear, you're not going to, right? We need a number two center.
Right, and there's nothing saying or showing. He's good.
Yep.
I like him.
Yep.
But there's nothing at this point that's saying, you know, solidly that he's going to be the Malkin to McDavid's Crosby, right?
Not yet.
And what are you pairing him with back there? Lucic, Kajula, like, I don't know. What do you got?
Jujukara.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. What's a Jujukara? Yeah, you know what? I don't necessarily disagree with you. I think the injury to Sakara has been...
Shakira.
His busted Achilles don't lie or whatever the hell it is.
My one good Achilles, don't lie. Yeah.
That's a huge injury for them. He had sort of rebounded in the second half of last year into world championships, looking like starting to get back to his old self. And then here we go again. They need Clefbaum to be awesome. They need Larson to be awesome.
Right.
They finally got Nurse locked up here.
And for me, if you want to look at it in very simple terms, right, I like Quick better than Talbot. And I like Muzzin, Martinez, and Doughty better than Clefbaum, Larson, and Nurse.
Yep, fair enough.
And then the depth of the forwards and the Kings, to me, puts them up and above.
To me, this is going to be all about Talbot. Which Talbot are we getting? And when you start looking at Edmonton, you take a quick scan across the division. The Coyotes bring in like a Galchenyuk, right? The Sharks bring in a lockup, Evander Kane, bring in Erik Karlsson. The Kings bring in Kovalchuk. The Flames make the moves that they've made in terms of adding James Neal. And
the Oilers really brought back
Kyle Brodziak and...
and the same group of underachieving guys.
Yeah, they brought in fourth line guys. So they didn't keep up in terms of the advancements that were made in the division. They're hoping that their advancements are going to come from within, and they might. We'll see. To me, they weren't as good as they were 2 years ago. They weren't as bad as they were last year.
Agreed.
Yep.
But I think, for me, I could flip 6 and 7 in this division. I don't see them making the playoffs,
right,
for sure.
Right.
Right. They could finish 6th in the division, but...
Who do you have at 6?
In number 6, I have the Arizona Coyotes.
At number 6, I have the Edmonton Oilers.
Okay.
Who we have already discussed, so we won't waste much time there.
Well, and you know what? It's interesting because I am intrigued by the addition of Grabner and Galchenyuk,
yep,
with Stepan, with some young guys like Clayton Keller, like Christian Dvorak.
Yep.
Lawson Crouse is coming, which I don't mind, right?
Well, Antti Raanta down the stretch last year. Like, The Coyotes got off to something stupid, and I don't remember the exact, but they went weeks without getting their first win.
They didn't win a game in their first 10. They were already
out. You're done.
10 in the hole.
Right. And they had a very good record, like top 5 in the West from Christmas on. Now, as a Leafs guy, I can tell you, dangerous to read much into that. When you're dead and buried, teams stop taking you seriously. The guys play a little loose. Who knows what that means? But I like the moves that they've made. I'm normally a you gotta show me kind of guy, and you'll see that when we get to the Metro and the Carolina Hurricanes and what I think of them. But in this regard, I've got them moving up, as just like you do, right? But apparently a little further. But I kind of like some of the moves they made, and I like what Antti Raanta did during the season. I think they're going to be okay.
And I think locking up Oliver Ekman-Larsson, I like Yarmolson in that second spot. They got a couple other guys, right? In terms,
they're going to hope Jacob Chychrun gets a little bit better,
right? And you have Goligoski and Demers back there.
Yep.
I don't think either one of those guys are going to wow you.
No.
But they are going to insulate down further in the lineup.
Right.
Right. And again, Raanta, I really need to see what's going to happen there. But good enough to push them. I see their progress. I'm just not sure I'm as, bullish on it as you are, but.
Well, so if that's about where we're at with it, I've got them at 5th. So it's not like it's way up at the,
okay.
I don't have them making it in or whatever, but they're, to me, they're going to take a substantial step forward, but it's going to be as much on the weakness of the division as anything else. Max Domi kind of worn out his.
Well, and I think Kel Sabrees, I think the Coyotes win that trade. Galchenyuk is, to me, a marked improvement over Domi.
Yeah, and they're going to let him try it. Like, after all that talk in Montreal about he's not a center.
We need a center. Let's trade him away and have somebody else make him their center.
Right. So we'll see how that goes. I think he's going to be okay with that. Pressure's off, media attention's off. Wouldn't shock me at all if he puts up another 30-goal year this year, which he's only done once before.
Okay. So
I have him. I have them at 5.
So in the 5-hole, I have the Los Angeles Kings.
Right.
Right? And so as high as some other people are, or as low as you are,
right,
they were the lowest-scoring team, as I mentioned earlier. I think they feel like the addition of Kovalchuk and the addition of a full season, hopefully, of Carter alleviates some of that. The flip side is, as we've touched on, I don't see Kopitar or Brown repeating that. You're asking now, you're hoping on more than anything on your top four of Carter, Kovalchuk, Brown, and Kopitar. Because beyond that, what are you left with?
Not Toffoli? Tanner Pearson.
Tanner Pearson, right? Like, this is it.
Yep.
And so they have the possibilities to be interesting. They also have the possibilities to be a bit of a shit show with that top four. All over 30. Not Kopitar's close, but...
Right. Been an interesting debate online that I've been reading and taking part in is, if you had to pick the three most average teams in the NHL, just kind of, yeah, like they're all right.
Like middle of the road.
And LA and Minnesota are the ones who seem to pop up the most. Like, yeah, they're all right. And Philly seems to be in there a lot, right? Like, could finish a little ahead of that, could finish a little worse than that, but they're pretty good. They got some pieces. Some of it isn't there yet. Some of it's getting a little old. But, you know, in terms of what they're going to do this year, they'll probably be okay. And that's sort of where...
What about Columbus?
Columbus, I think a lot of people are higher on than you and I are.
Yep. Well, see, we haven't even touched on that, but clearly I agree that they're, to me, they're middle of the pack.
Right. So, yeah, that's, you know. So we're heading into what should be short of crossovers from the other division, which I don't think I have this year.
I don't believe I have this year either.
We're heading into the playoffs. I have Vegas at number four.
At number four, I have your Vegas Golden Knights.
Right. So I think everyone is expecting them. We were all shocked last year by what they did. No one expected them to win the division. No one expected them to make it to the Cup Final. I don't expect them to win the division this year. I don't expect them to make it to the Cup Final. But I'm sold enough that the way they play, the way they're coached, and the talent that they do have is enough. And, you know, they lost some stuff in terms of James Neal and David Perron, but those are both wingers, and they brought in Paul Stastny to play in the middle. And that's Max, stabilizing.
And Max Pacioretty.
To play probably on his wing, right? If so they keep that.
If you're looking at the two guys you've just pulled out of the lineup, I think they're replacing them with two interesting pieces.
Right.
To me, if you look at what they continue to do up front with, you know, I keep doubting Marchessault or Marchessault because I think it changed halfway through the playoffs last year. Riley Smith. We'll see. I bet you Carlson will not get 30.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. But I'm sold on – I've seen enough out of Riley Smith. And Jonathan Marchessault.
Right.
After them doing it in Florida, I'm okay with them. I'm not sold William Karlsson is getting over 30 again. So
right, but if he gets 25, you happy with that?
Yeah, I probably am.
Probably. Then
with,
me too.
With Stastny and Pacioretty behind them, that's not a bad little...
To me, I'm not sure that short of wins that Fleury can replicate...
No, a 9-2-8.
Yeah, a huge statistical season he had last year. And, oh, they're gonna feel the loss of Lucas Spezza. He said no one ever.
Shea Theodore gets locked up earlier today.
Yeah, but they're still thin, right? Yeah. No Nate Schmidt, I think, for the first 20 games due
this
to his...
This is one of the problems. Yes, that's right. With his apparent drug thing that he's
not,
denying.
Not okay, yes, exactly. Like every other... Yeah.
One of the problems with doing this a week before the season starts is you don't see the final rosters. I wonder whether Erik Brännström makes it, who's a defenseman that they're very high on, who's been very impressive.
But still, does a young D like that with little experience, does he make a big...
Well...
I know the game is changing.
Yeah,
the game
I know.
Is certainly changing.
But I wouldn't have thought last year that defense was going to be anything. So
right.
Can he give them the boost? Like, to me, I think most people who know prospects and stuff better than you and I do would take him today.
Who the hell are those people?
Over Lucas Spezza.
I'm totally kidding.
Yeah, no, of course.
Lucas Spezza is a punchline.
Of course. No, I know, for sure. But that's what I'm saying. If you've lost Lucas Spezza and replace him with a high upside offensive defenseman who might still make some mistakes down the line that Lucas Spezza was going to make and not make up for like this kid might, then, you know.
Because so. Beyond that, you're looking at Colin Miller, Brandon McNabb.
Right.
England. Right? Like these.
There's not a lot there.
Well, this is it. Those are great five, six, seven guys.
Yeah.
Right? But if they're playing up, which Colin Miller, I think, has – and again, some other people are quite a bit higher on Colin Miller.
I kind of like Colin Miller, but yeah. It's still not a – you know, there's no Norris candidates on this blue line.
No, there is not. And honestly, judging by the way Theodore handled the puck under pressure at some of those moments in the cup final, yeah. I'm like, oof, that guy – hey, guy, what are you doing?
Who do you got at number three, man?
In the three hole, I have the Anaheim Ducks.
I am irritated that we are so in sync here again, as I also have the Anaheim Ducks at number three. You start looking at, to me, their blue line. It's a young blue line, but Dave Manson's kid, whose first name I've suddenly forgotten.
Josh
Manson, Hampus Lindholm, Cam Fowler. Those guys are all a year older, all a year better. Unfortunately, also a year older, but not a year better, Getzlaf Perry. And there was word Kessler couldn't walk at times.
Yeah, I don't think he's starting the season.
No, he's not. But Rickard Rakell ends up finishing with 30-some-odd goals last year. Not bad. I think they're counting on that type of production from him again.
Nice season and, by Adam Henrique when he came over too.
Yeah, that was an interesting trade for them when they vatted into New Jersey for him. Gave them some depth down the middle while Kessler was going to be out. And I kind of like what they got in terms of, well, despite still being an aging like really they're not that different than LA, except they've got some young pieces that the Kings don't really have, right, well, in terms of Rakell, in terms of Lindholm, in terms of Fowler.
And what they have further down, right, you see they brought in Carter Rowney from, yep. from Pittsburgh. Gibbons, I think, was in New Jersey, I want to say. If not, it was Boston, one of the two.
Gibbons was in New Jersey.
Okay. So
sorry, I thought you were mixing up our buddy John Gibson again with John Gibbons.
Yeah, no.
Blue Jays
see?
Manager.
Fuck you. And then if and when Nick Ritchie gets signed, right, I think he's one of two only. So to me, they have nice layers. I'm not sure if we, you know, if you mentioned my boy Jakob Silfverberg.
I didn't actually. That's right.
Ooh, ha, Silfverberg. Say, ooh, ha, Silfverberg. Right, some interesting pieces. Now, to me,
Gibson had a great year last year.
Yeah, Gibson's got to stay healthy.
Yep.
Right? Take his whole surfer guy approach to the game.
Yeah.
And I think they have a chance to be really good, despite the age on their top.
It's Perry that scares me more than Getzlaf in terms of drop-off, because we've seen it, right? And how far can he rebound? What can he still give you?
Well, you can, and as we've seen, you can only be a douche if you can get there in time to be a douche.
Yeah. Otherwise, people are skating away, giving you the finger.
Yeah, this is it.
You can't keep up.
Can you catch me?
See you, dick.
Yeah. So long, loser. Yeah.
Work, and bitch.
Right. You better work, bitch. See, they had huge injury problems last year. Like, honestly, I think by the halfway point of the season, they were so far out in front of Manscaping.
Yes. Yep. Oh, they're a great manscaping team.
Man games lost due to injury. They were way out in front, right? And so if you can avoid that, now obviously not having Kessler, but Kessler I think is...
Speaking of being a dick that can't keep up with people.
Well, if you can't walk.
Right.
Hey, there's sledge hockey for you, man.
Oh,
that's
shit.
That's out in front of you. You're still looking for a pastime? No. Too much?
Nah.
Nah, it's good, man, honestly.
It stayed just fair.
Oh, look at that.
All right. That puts us at number two. Apparently, we have reached this far. We have the top two at least the same, if not in the same order, but I bet they will be. I have Calgary at number two.
I also have the Calgary Flames in the two hole, which to me is completely dependent on
Mike Smith alive.
Yeah. Well, and at 36.
Yep. Oh, it's a fair concern.
Well, I think he is, if he can put up 915.
Yep, just be league average.
Right, you know, top out at 920.
Yep.
They are in fiery good shape, right?
They did trade Dougie Hamilton, which was a strength on the blue line, to get a little help up front. But I still like their defensive group with Brody.
Hamilton
with
and Ferland out, right?
Yeah.
And it was Hanifin.
Lindholm.
And Lindholm in.
Yeah.
I
like it. You hurt yourself a little on the blue line, but I think Hanifin's going to have, you know, a point to prove here. Playing with Brody, playing with Giordano, you know, and playing with Hamonic, who I think will be more comfortable than he was last year. He didn't have a great year when he first got to Calgary there. So I kind of like what they got. I think they're going to be able to spread things out a little bit in terms of Monahan with Goudreau.
Up front scoring.
Yeah, and then probably Neal with whether you move Lindholm into the middle, which he's played a bit of before, whether you use Backlund, whatever you want to do there.
And I love Matthew Tkachuk.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's not a bad second line. If you wanted to go, you know, Neal, Lindholm, Tkachuk, it's not bad, right?
And the further down, yeah, and then you got Backlund, and then further mm-hmm. down for Leek, and you just sort of keep moving further down the lineup.
It's all competent, right?
For sure
it's
all, it is. Yeah. I think they have some really nice pieces, and you're bringing in Neal.
Yep.
Who I'm not sure the money wasn't crazy, 5.5, somewhere around there.
I think it was more like 7, but the what I read was that Vegas didn't want to give him the 5th year, and that's why he left, and Calgary did. So
and he's honestly, he's super consistent.
Yep.
Right? 22 goals plus, I think, in every season.
And there's some talk that I think it was Pierre LeBrun in The Athletic wrote to a couple guys in Vegas and said, who were you, because everyone was coming from a different team. Who were you most surprised with? Who did you hear maybe wasn't a great guy, maybe, you know, wasn't going to be easy to get along with? And he said that there was like 4 or 5 different guys who quietly said, and then Mark Edward Belmar, who publicly said, yeah, it was James Neal. We'd heard he'd bounced around because maybe his attitude wasn't great. Maybe he said, we needed that. We were all throwaways, right? No one wanted us. And he's the one going, yeah, fuck you, right? Then we'll show you. And he's the one who had the
in your fucking face.
Yeah. And here we go all the way to the cup final. So maybe Calgary's feeling like they needed a bit more of that too. So,
and you know what, Calgary, it's funny because I knew that. I knew, like, it's already happened now, right? We've agreed. It's happened. Put this bitch in stone. I had them better this year, but the more I did this and the more I moved pieces around and the more I looked at things and compared things, they kept rising up the division for me.
I pulled them out of where I had them a couple times and slid them up one spot, looked at it again.
Right. And then you look at it and you go, okay. Spot. And then compared it to teams around them, you're like, yeah, I like that better. And you go, dude. So to me, yeah, they were steady risers as I did this process.
Yep. So obviously that leaves us both with the San Jose Sharks at the number one spot. Hard to argue with some of the moves they've made. Before we even touch on Carlson, they were really happy with the way Evander Kane fit in at the end of last year. It sounds like it's a really good room out there, as the experts would tell you, right? Like,
that guy's good in the room.
Right. And so they were kind of able to allow him to fit in a little bit better. It is an aging core.
For sure it is.
So they're taking their shot now. And that's clearly why they then were willing to go out. And I mean, if you don't have to give up anything, why not go get Eric Carlson?
Well, because more and more, it looks like that's a rental.
I think so.
Right? The further we get away from this Carlson thing.
Yeah.
Now, I read somewhere, and maybe it was,
they paid a rental price.
For sure. but again, you look at it and go, they allowed Carlson to shop himself in the summer. And I think there's a huge part of this now that says, no, he wants to go to open market.
I think so.
And that he's hasn't committed to. Now, Pierre LeBrun, also in The Athletic, was saying they can't resign him
till I think it's January 1st or
right. It's into the new year, yeah. Right? So anybody who thought, yeah, in the presser where they introduced them,
right,
they were also going to have a contract, yeah, can't. So we'll have to wait and see.
But long term, if I'm him,
and I don't want to be there.
Right, because they got, like, Joe Pavelski's into his 30s now. Logan Couture's into his 30s now. Brent Burns is into his 30s now. And all those guys are on long-term Vlasic deals. Right.
Thornton's so done. Maybe he got eke another year out of him.
Yeah. So this could be one of those things where, like, they've taken their shot, and they should, because this is maybe not their last chance, but pretty close to.
You're not a believer in Jonas Donskoy?
I am not a believer in Jonas Donskoy.
But it's fun to say, though,
sure
no?
It is.
But Timo Meier, Thomas Hurtle.
Sure, they're going to be okay.
Yep.
But I their days of being
for
a
sure
shoe-in are for coming sure to a close. So
to me, this is it. This is it. Now, I wonder, I really like Martin Jones.
Yep.
To me, he's a slightly above average goalie. I don't think he's a killer, but I think the puck transition and the movement game they're going to have from the back end, It's going to be unreal.
Well, some of the options that they're going to have, like how you want to set this up, right? Like they love to use Vlasic and Braun together as their shutdown pair. So if you wanted, you could keep that together. Then you could put Burns with somebody. You could put Carlson with somebody. And now literally all 60 minutes, you have one of those three guys on the ice.
Is there enough puck to go around?
Well, that's sort of the – on the power play, would you move Burns, whose shooting percentage from the point isn't that great, would you move him into the Ovechkin spot as a righty and put Carlson up top to distribute?
Well,
right, like to me,
you can only look at the Ottawa power play over the past couple
great.
Years. Atrocious. So I'm not sure if I'm – they had a far superior power play to us.
Yep.
Us. To Ottawa that was run like honestly to their detriment. Ottawa would end up being in 3-on-4 situations because they're only throwing it around the umbrella, right? They're right. not getting it. They're just loading up Carlson. So – yeah, I would keep what you're doing and try and fit Carlson into that.
Right.
But to me, my only concern with them is yes, the age of the front end, and if there's enough puck to go around.
When you look at that forward group, it doesn't look like a Stanley Cup champion forward group.
It is a little thin after.
It's a similar group to Nashville in that regard, right? Like you look at that blue line and you look at the goaltending and go, yeah. Those guys are going to be okay.
See, I'm not taking Nashville's.
Oh, I agree with you. I probably would as well. But it's a similar setup in terms of the loaded back end and the fairly average forward group.
Yeah. But to me, what I like about Nashville's, and we'll get to them in the Central.
Yeah.
They have better depth across. They may not have a Couture. Well, I'm sure they would dispute that, right, between Forsberg and
Johansson. And Arvidsson. And,
yes.
But, yeah.
But beyond that, you sort of go, They have, I think, through the lineup. Anyways.
Yeah. We'll get to them.
Yes.
Thursday night. Stick around at TallCaneAudio.com.
Wait for it.
Yeah. But I do. I like their group. I like what they've got. And Doug Wilson has clearly said he's gone – like, he's clearly all in here. He was going for Tavares, didn't get it, did manage to lock up Kane, did manage to lock up Carlson, and everything I read says he's not done. He will find his center.
Okay. Well, what do we have? Matt Duchene. He seems to like to
trade with – why wouldn't you want to
swing along
with,
and pick the carcass of the
– that's interesting, eh?
The water buffalo here.
Yeah.
What do you got? Honestly, between what you gave to Buffalo and us, I can't – yeah, sure.
But he's really good about
– maybe we can get Timo Meier now.
Sure. No doubt.
Sure you can.
Way to go, big guy. He's really good at understanding that cap space is a weapon, right? They swung for Tavares – didn't get that done. And instead of just knee-jerking going, well, then we'll take Paul Stastny or whatever the second bet, sit back, evaluate, understand that this cap space that you have, this flexibility that you have with a team that's already this good is just as valuable right now and wait. And he was able to then go out and get Erik Karlsson, which I think at the end of the day, you know, you're happier with that than anything you could have done on July 2nd after you missed on John Tavares, right? So
yep.
He's super patient. They've done a nice job there. And I'll be really – I could see myself watching some Sharks games this year that I probably normally wouldn't have. So
right. Well, it's the teal, right?
Obviously.
I love that. It's very soothing.
Obviously. That is the Pacific Division. So there was some agreement up top, but lots of
– way more agreement than I actually anticipated.
We said this last year too, though, and somehow it's –
it's true.
It's just brilliance is the problem. Yeah, there's too much of it.
It's working
in this room.
Off one brain.
Yeah, mine.
Sure, man. At this point, if it totally sucks,
yeah.
It's your brain.
If.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
We will be back on Thursday night.
Hey, and just before you sign off,
okay.
Do we both have four teams? Are we in agreement?
I believe I have four coming out of this division.
I also have four.
So we will be back with the Central, which I think is also going to be pretty interesting. It always is. Last year, that's where the fireworks came.
And what you need to know, Rob said Chicago out, Winnipeg in. Matt had the opposite on both of those.
Yep. Those were the only things. Everything Rob said turned out to be correct.
Goddamn right.
Yes. That's how that went. We will see you on Thursday night with the Central Division on Talkin Sports. Follow us on Twitter at Talkin Audio, Facebook.com/Talkin Audio, and we'll see you later.
See ya.
Listening. You can get more TCA at TallCanAudio.com or by searching TallCanAudio on your favorite podcast app.